Recording from the Sunshine City, St. Petersburg, Florida, overlooking beautiful Tampa Bay, this is the Sonography Lounge, sponsored by Gulf Coast Ultrasound Institute. This podcast is dedicated to medical professionals and patients around the world interested in diagnostic and interventional ultrasound. Our podcast will discuss everything ultrasound, from news, trends, career paths, new technology, and industry updates. Hosted by Lori Green and Tricia Rio of Gulf Coast Ultrasound Institute, they bring over four decades of experience in the ultrasound profession and are here to guide you through this journey. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us today for this very special episode where we'll be sharing all of this information with our podcast, The Sonography Lounge, as well as on our YouTube channel and our email subscribers. My name is Lori Green. I'm the Program Director and President of Gulf Coast Ultrasound Institute, and I'm joined today with Tricia Rio, who is our Program Coordinator, and Casey Green, our Business Development Supervisor.
How's it going?
Hey, everyone. Yeah, we're so excited for today's episode. We're going to do a recap of our awesome 2023, and we're also going to share some exciting things that you could expect to come your way for 2024. We know 2023 has been an incredibly busy year, and we've provided ultrasound education to over 400 healthcare professionals, giving them skills training and the didactics that they need to improve patient outcomes right here in sunny St. Pete, Florida. And I'm telling you guys, if you've never been to sunny St. Pete, Florida, you have got to put that on your must-do list for 2024. St. Pete is a vibrant city located on Tampa Bay, and I'm not kidding you when I say that this is destination education. It is truly paradise. Now, Lori, you've lived here for pretty much all of your adult life, so why don't you tell us a little bit about why you love St. Pete so much?
Well, I could go on for a long time talking about sunny St. Pete because I have lived here almost all of my life, and there's so many amazing things to do. Our education facility is located right downtown, and it's a very vibrant area that's located right on the waterfront. And there are so many things to do, incredible restaurants, bars, shopping, museums. We have the pier right outside our window here with lots of activities. The waterfront parks offer bike rentals and scooters, so you can just enjoy the scenery if that's what you're up for. We also have a lot of sporting events in our area. We have baseball, soccer, football, the Lightning plays here. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of events that you can attend, as well as music events are always ongoing. And the city also sponsors many events like the Grand Prix. So you just kind of have to check out the time of year when all of those things are going on. But many, many things to do right here outside of our education facility. But obviously, you can't beat the beautiful waterfront living and working environment that we have down here. So right outside our doors, we have beautiful Tampa Bay. We're a 10-minute drive from number one beach in the United States, yeah. On St. Pete Beach. It is absolutely amazing. So, you know, having the waterfront area, we have fishing, we have boating, swimming, shelling, or just relaxing on the beach with the drink. So, there are so many things that we have to offer here in this sunny paradise. If you want more action, we're also in close proximity to the theme parks such as Busch Gardens, Tampa Zoo, the Tampa Aquarium, and so many more. So, coming to St. Petersburg and combining your education with a vacation is absolutely, you're killing two birds with one stone. You're increasing your knowledge, and you're also getting a little rest and relaxation in a beautiful tropical paradise. So I definitely would recommend it.
Yeah, a little mini vacation. Mm-hmm. And right down on the waterfront here, just steps from our front door, you have tons of vibrant bar scenes, mm-hmm. for great nightlife. There's amazing food. I can't speak enough about the culinary cuisine that's down on this strip on Beach Drive. You've got the Fine Arts Museum right across the street. There's a beautiful park where you can go and relax and just take in that view. And then the pier, as you mentioned, and for anybody who hasn't been down on the St. Pete Pier, they've got a ton of activities. There's a great restaurant right at the very end of it. There's a children's splash pad and a little water park. There's also a beach there, so you can dip your toes in the water if maybe you don't live somewhere where you get beach access. And I'm telling you, you could walk there during your lunch break during our courses. So just so much to take in. But I guess it's enough rubbing it in about the tropical paradise we call home, because I know not everybody has that right outside of the front door. And we're going to move on and talk about the additional skill training we have provided right here in St. Pete. But in, you know, above and beyond that, we've also traveled all over. I mean, mm-hmm. we've been all over the U.S. this year providing skills training and internationally skills training to healthcare facilities and military organizations. And it's just been so much fun for us and our faculty to make those trips and get out there and do that. We've also provided a free webinar each and every single month. Like, just think about the content that we've gotten out to those people
right.
who maybe otherwise wouldn't have gotten it. Maybe
Absolutely.
They don't have those CME funds. They don't have the ability to attend a course or purchase an online course, and we've delivered that education free of charge, just so that way we are making a difference and making sure that people have the knowledge and the skills training that they need to get what they need to get their patients taken care of. So it's been really fun to offer that. We've also grown our podcast, The Sonography Lounge. We're so proud. We're up to 18,000 listeners. Woohoo!
Yay.
Big, big thing for us. And we're up to 31,000 subscribers on our YouTube page. So we are definitely making a difference in getting this the knowledge out there for everybody and exposing everyone to what ultrasound really can do for their patients. We've also been incredibly busy within our office making some changes, which we'll get to, you know, talking about our 2024 course schedule. But over all of this, we just could not be more grateful to be able to do what we love every day.
Absolutely. So all of our listeners that we serve, the ultrasound and general medical community, it's just been a pleasure to work with all of you and to see the strides and that you've made after coming to our courses and get the feedback from you on how you've really improved your patient care. And that's what really helps keep us going and keeps our passion going, because, you know, that's what we're here for. Our mission is to serve our medical community, the ultrasound community, and to improve patient care and safety. And we have an amazing team that makes that all possible. So, you know, while we're on the topic of gratitude, I just want to give credit to the amazing professionals that we work with day in and day out to make our program successful, because without them, we would not be able to do what we do. And, you know, first, you know, without a doubt, first we have to recognize, or I want to recognize, our in-house team, because we have the greatest team of professionals working on staff here at Gulf Coast Ultrasound in-house, and they are fully committed to our mission, to working with our learners and other medical professionals throughout the community. And without that commitment to our mission and really having a passion for what we do and helping to improve the quality of patient care, we would not be offering the number of educational activities that we have, the quality of educational activities that we offer across many, many different formats, so that we address all of our learner needs. And everyone wears a lot of hats here at Gulf Coast. It's not just one job description and that's your job and that's what you do. Everything here is a domino effect, and everyone has to rely on each other and help each other out. And that is something that I'm very, very proud of, is that we have such great teamwork here. And if they need to stop and do something to help someone else, they will. And that just trickles down to our excellence in customer service. You are the reason that we are here, and we really appreciate all of our team that we have in-house, as well as our customers. Mm-hmm. We also like to recognize the incredible group of people who are fully committed outside of our internal staff to the Gulf Coast mission, so that we can provide the highest level of education that we can. Our faculty and clinical instructors who work tirelessly to ensure our learners have the best educational experience and can go home and immediately integrate those skills learned into clinical practice is amazing. I mean, these are people, all of our faculty, we only work with the best of the best. And so when you're working with us, you are working with the people who write the books, who have an incredible amount of experience, and they have an incredible amount of commitment mm-hmm. to help you get to where you need to be so that you can provide the best quality patient care. And without them, we'd just be one of the regular old education providers that is just providing education. We really put our heart and soul into it, and so does our faculty. So I really want to have a shout out to them. So also vital to our success is are the companies who provide in-kind support for our various educational offerings. We would not be able to provide the level of hands-on instruction that we do that is vital to your ability to be able to go back home and provide the care that you need for your patients. So I really want to recognize those companies that provide equipment support and also supplies to make sure that we have what we need to provide that level of education. So I'd like to thank the following companies for their generous ultrasound equipment support, and they're in no particular order. Canon, Echonews, Sonosite, Image Monitoring, Manifest Medical, Mindray, Samsung, Boston Imaging, Philips, Siemens, Unetics, and Cadwell. Mm-hmm. And we also have many of our courses involve interventional procedures and using ultrasound guidance, such as regenerative medicine. And so we'd like to recognize those companies that are providing supplies that help to augment our programs and is necessary for the comprehensive skills training that we provide. And they include Blue Tail Technology, Celling Biosciences, Cellmix, Civico Medical Solutions, Cytovive, and Parker Laboratory.
Yeah, I mean, we can't say enough about the incredible people who support our programs and work with us day in and day out. And I tell you, when you talk about passion, I have seen met some of the most passionate people I've ever worked with. Mm-hmm. And they work for these companies. They come in, they find ways to provide support. They find ways to give us supplies. We ask and they deliver time and time again. So thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts for everything that you do for us. We just cannot ever thank you enough. So,
and it makes a huge difference.
A huge difference. We cannot provide mm-hmm. the level of skills training and take somebody from here, I can show you how to do this, to hear you do this, mm-hmm. you practice this technique. You know, during our musculoskeletal, we actually bring in unembalmed human cadaver specimens, and you can practice the interventional techniques using the regenerative medicine products right on the cadaver specimen.
Right.
I mean, where else are you going to get that kind of training? Right. And then you have the confidence and the competence to go back and then to perform that on your actual patient.
Right.
And I mean, it's a game changer.
Right.
So.
And having access to the newest technologies is vital to all of healthcare, being able to bring everybody up, to keep everybody up to speed and, you know, utilizing and leveraging new AI platforms and the newest equipment that's out there is vital to
exactly
to this field.
Like, it's just, we could not do what we do without all of you. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you know, we have educated over 180,000 medical professionals since 1985. So there's no way we could have ever done that without their generous support. So again, we just cannot say enough about the companies who step forward and make a difference every day. And just know you guys are impacting patient care and outcomes in what you do. So thank you.
Absolutely.
Now we're going to turn some things over to Casey. He has been so, so busy with trade show season this past year. So why don't you tell us a little bit about where you've been, who you met, and what you've done?
Sure. Yeah, it was a busy year this year. We made some changes to our schedules. We're always adapting. We're going after new markets. We really do what we can to bring the education to the providers that can really benefit the most from the use of ultrasound. And starting that off was the Special Operations and Medical Association. That we love that conference. We've been working with the Special Operations Forces and military and DOD for years now. And it's just amazing seeing the new technologies align with the initiatives of our armed forces and being able to really treat casualties in both our military and injured civilians as well in disaster response scenarios and in different areas that us as civilians would not normally see the uses of ultrasound come into play. And, you know, there's different things that have led up to this. And one of those being prolonged field care as a main initiative in the DOD right now, being able to treat somebody in the field and really do an infield triage with the use of ultrasound from everything from, you know, foreign body detection to looking for pneumos and bleeds and trauma and everything that you could think of to nerve blocks. And this has kind of trickled down. We've seen this, you know, and SOMA was an excellent, excellent venue for us that, you know, we partner with our equipment supporters that are there and everything. We work hand in hand. Everybody's sending people to, you know, go talk to them, go talk to Gulf Coast. And we've been in that scenario for a while now, and have made some really good contacts, and are doing a big push for DoD and VA systems, and it's not an easy task getting into those networks. Mm-hmm. And we're really excited to see where 2024 and the future takes us with that.
Yeah.
We then went to TOBI, the Orthobiologic Institute. It's a great conference that we've done for a number of years for musculoskeletal and regenerative medicine applications. It was a great conference, seeing the some of the new lectures and topics that are coming out, and seeing the new technologies that are there for extraction of stem cells or PRP or prolotherapy and lipoaspirate and bone marrow. We've made some great contacts there and supporters and participants, and it's always great seeing the energy from these practitioners that are able to take ultrasound, use it for the diagnostic capabilities, through the intervention capabilities, and then for post follow-up. I mean, the ones that are in this field and going after the regenerative medicine market are really making a huge difference on the patient level. Yeah. I mean, I personally have had PRP several times, from shoulder, knee, ankle, foot, and I will be honest, it has definitely changed my opinion about a surgical intervention without an opinion from somebody that has an experience with regenerative medicine first. Right. It's, I mean, just this past year, I tore my rotator cuff and had PRP done on it. I wasn't able to lift my arm, and now, I mean, pretty much full range of motion. Still have pains and stuff, but it's in a fairly short period of time. I'm back at it. So
yeah, we're talking months.
Months. Yes. Like it's, right. I mean, it was literally could not lift my arm.
3 or 4 months.
And now I'm back, you know, at the gym doing work. So
incredible.
But integrating with those people at TOBI, awesome. We then went to EMS World, so pre-hospital. We're talking like, this is a conference that we've been to for this was our sixth year. And up until now, the battle has been like, how are we going to even use ultrasound? How would it even work into our system? Right. Like, you know, there's pushback. In every new and emerging market, there's going to be pushback. But if you're persistent, like we are, and we understand, like, how this could actually be integrated, eventually it gets to a point where you're at now is, okay, what equipment do I need? Yeah. And how do I get the education? And then how do I continue that education and verify proficiency with my unit? Being able to have this resource on ambulances and in aircraft is going to be a game-changing scenario moving forward with healthcare. Mm-hmm. And there's now the technologies are integrating with each other and talking better to where they can do an in-field assessment of patients, radio it into the and televisit in the images to the hospital, and everybody's prepared and ready to go.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, there's going to be countless lives saved by integrating ultrasound into this field.
Yeah, and you heard stories of that firsthand.
So
when you were there.
Many stories. People coming up saying, I did not realize that ultrasound would have this impact on my career. And within the first like week, we're using it just to verify codes. And mm-hmm. what I would have called as code, there was wall motion, and we ended up saving lives. Yeah. That happened like probably 5 or 6 times during mm-hmm. just this one show. So very rewarding for us, I mean, for me personally, like interacting with these people and knowing that our education is trickling down and saving lives and changing people's career paths completely. After that, we had ASEP, which was American College of Emergency Physicians. Been going there for, I think we've missed it one time in 28 years.
Yeah.
And that was due to a hurricane last year. So pretty good. I mean, it was great just catching up with everybody that's utilizing ultrasound in bedside and point of care applications. Great conference, seeing the proficiency level of people in that setting mm-hmm. just come up to where they are now. Has been very like inspiring.
Yeah, you saw a lot of familiar faces there, right?
Tons of
familiar
faces.
A lot of people
faces.
Came back who have previously attended Gulf Coast programs.
And they started with no ultrasound experience, and now over the past like several years, they're honing skills, and they keep using it. And that's the key to perfecting your skills with ultrasound is constantly using it.
Right.
So you could see those people, and you could see their passion, and their passion has only increased over time by using ultrasound and seeing the capabilities and how is it improving their patient care and their workflow. And honestly, like once you get used to it, it's de-stressing as well. Mm-hmm. Like you have mm-hmm. so much more capability of doing bedside diagnostics and treatments that can just really expedite the process and build your patient rapport and satisfaction that you can't get that with other modalities.
Right.
You're not sending it out to another department or you lose contact with them. You're not waiting on interpretations from another imaging modality. You're there with the patient doing bedside ultrasound, mm-hmm. or, you know, difficult access patient. You can use that. And how many, you know, I don't like getting stuck and multiple times, and it happens
and
every
like
time I donate blood. And
right.
Yeah, but you know, this is a definite way to not have to do that with their patients.
Right. And we've heard from our very own faculty how they've used ultrasound in very specific situations. You know, during their lectures, they'll bring case studies, their own personal cases that they've used ultrasound in their clinical practice. And they talk about how, I didn't know what was going on. I didn't have an answer. I couldn't help this patient. And then I used ultrasound and then I got the answer,
mm-hmm.
and then I knew what to do, or
right.
I knew that the treatment that I was doing was working. And so hearing those stories over and over and over, you can see how it's absolutely just changing the way that they are caring for those critically ill patients
yeah.
in the emergency room and critical care departments.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I think it's important to point out as well that, you know, as far as POCUS goes, the emergency groups are really the ones who led the way in that. And they met a lot of resistance from other specialty practices to incorporate ultrasound into their clinical practice, and just were, through perseverance and continuing to learn and attend courses like at Gulf Coast and elevate their level of expertise and become certified, many credentialed through ARDMS as well,
yeah.
to prove that they are competent to perform them. But the documentation of how utilizing ultrasound expedites time to treatment, your accuracy in diagnosis, your patient outcomes are significantly improved. I think it's important for people to realize that this started way back in the U.S. anyway, in the early 90s, and has just progressed exponentially
yeah.
over the years with the level of, you know, you learn one application and then it transfers into an utilizing for other applications, and then that combined with miniaturization of the equipment that we use and so forth. But it has led to their success in utilizing ultrasound at the bedside has led to the expansion of using ultrasound into other clinical practices such as family medicine, anesthesiology, the musculoskeletal world, and many of those specialty practices are using the ASEP guidelines in combination maybe with AAUM guidelines and so forth to develop their own
right.
specialty practice guidelines for ultrasound. And so, you know, just that starting point in emergency ultrasound and seeing how beneficial it is to the quality of patient care and safety has really, you know, spread over many, many, many different specialty practices, which, you know, who would ever think that we would be where we are today? But as these changes occur, we are changing right along with them and making sure that we're providing the education that they need on for their particular specialty practices.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We have an upcoming episode, right, with Dr. Mateer, who mm-hmm. is our medical director. We did a faculty spotlight mm-hmm. with him, and we're in the process of editing that episode. So I'm pretty sure we walk through that
mm-hmm.
Those
whole
starting days
yes.
and that
mm-hmm.
timeline. So
very
you all should definitely check that episode
yeah.
out when it
yeah.
comes live.
It was fascinating, like
yeah.
hearing how, you know, it's and very inspiring hearing how such a small group of people from Lori to Dr. Mateer and
yeah.
and that group, and it just seeing the vision and how ultrasound could change an industry, their advocation truly did
yeah. Yeah.
like pave the way. And now seeing that trickle over into other specialties is huge. Which leads me into, like, our last trade show was AAFP.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so AAFP, American Academy of Family Physicians, they actually introduced ultrasound practice guidelines into their guidelines this past year,
yeah.
As well as the Internal Medicine Society
mm-hmm.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are intrigued by this. Like, okay, how? Lori and I were at AAFP. We had numerous people coming up saying, well, we heard that there was no reimbursement available for ultrasound.
Eh.
Well, that's just not true. Like, there is plenty. And if you go to any of the equipment company websites, most of them have reimbursement rates and CPT codes listed right there for you. It's a great resource to check out. And we'll have some links in the show notes with that one as well. But you can really recoup your cost of education and equipment in an extremely short period of time. Mm-hmm. Like if I had that ability with any other investment, like, oh my gosh, like that's, you know, as a family practitioner, I mean, every family practitioner should know how to use ultrasound. Right. It's a time saver, a cost saver, a
revenue generator.
It's everything in one that you can do and learn how to integrate in a very short period of time.
And it's a patient satisfaction tool.
Huge.
Like just putting the probe, just taking the time to put the probe on somebody, to take a look, talk to them, ask them questions, show them on the screen what's going on, mm-hmm. what you are or are not seeing and what that means. Huge. Just huge.
Huge.
I mean, I know for me personally, when I go to see my primary care doctor, I feel like half the time their back is to me and they're typing feverishly. And I walk away going, did they even hear what I said? And I know a lot of people feel that way. I've heard a lot of people talk about when they go into their doctor's office, this is how they feel. And it's not the physician's fault.
No.
They've been put into this situation by cuts in reimbursement and increased number of patients that have to be seen in a day. They're just doing what they can to get through it. Mm-hmm. But having that tool in your hand to turn around, make eye contact with the patient, put it on them, talk to them, scan them, show them what's going on, you're cutting your diagnostic time because you're getting answers. You're not referring them on to unnecessary imaging that just delays care. You're providing an answer right there, and you're showing the patient, I have tools, I have skills, I've expanded my skills, and I'm using those to improve your patient care.
You're keeping that money in house. Yeah. As a physician, you don't have to be the only one that's providing ultrasound services within your, under your roof. You're a multi-provider facility. You can absolutely have
practitioners.
Your nurse practitioners, your PAs, like coming in and doing it. We've talked to many of them that are interested in integrating musculoskeletal and regenerative medicine practices into their practice as well. Why would you not? If you have somebody coming in with a mild to moderate injury that doesn't require surgical intervention, you can scan that right then and then offer that patient a regenerative tool that then you can follow up and keep seeing them, you know, and not have to worry about anything.
Right.
It's really, literally a practice-changing application, and it's such a large percentage of healthcare providers in the U.S. and worldwide are family practitioners. It just falls right in line with being able to help your practice.
I think one of the things to point out is that, you know, historically a lot of the feedback was, well, I can't afford equipment. I'm not going to get reimbursed. Mm-hmm. I have to learn how to do it. And I don't have time to do that because I've got, you know, a line of patients that I need to get. But times have changed. You know, the equipment has become more smaller. Handheld systems are available. It's more affordable. And you don't have to perform a complete comprehensive exam. You're utilizing this to help you to augment your physical exam and your patient history. And sometimes it's just for yes-no answers, but you definitely have to get the training. And you would be amazed at how much you can learn if you go to a comprehensive program that's taught by leading experts, that we have the expertise to know exactly how to teach you so that you can go back and immediately integrate those skills into clinical practice is huge. And even if you just start small, maybe you're just learning to do aorta and, hepatobiliary and maybe a renal or something like that,
right.
You know, and then you grow, you expand on that use as you become more proficient, then, okay, I have these set of patient population that I see regularly that I'm sending out for all these tests that I may not need to. And so a lot of times it's yes or no answers based to help confirm what you think might be going on. And as Tricia said, you're able to show your patient what you're seeing, and that gives them more confidence in you rather than just being the middleman that's sending people out for CTs and radiating your patients and waiting for the answers when you could have got that right then and there. So it really is an investment of your time that is well worth it to be able to utilize ultrasound and get into that component of your services that you have to offer at a relatively, you know, it's pretty inexpensive, actually, if you think about the whole big picture of it.
The big picture of it all,
you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So, and anyway, that's our little... We're very passionate about it. Yes. We'd love to see. I mean, that is just, you know, a huge area for utilizing ultrasound for the benefit mm-hmm. of the patients. And
yeah, and you guys really felt the energy in that room mm-hmm. when you were there.
Yeah.
There was definitely an increased amount of interest in ultrasound. Definitely a lot more people who understood the benefits, understood what it could bring to their practice, but just maybe had some questions about mm-hmm. well, how do I do this, how do I integrate this, how do I bill for this, and
yeah,
so, I
and
mean
I will new. Say too that, you know, like with the miniaturization of these systems and the reduction in price and everything, there is a number of vendors that are out there that have equipment, you know, and some might meet your practice needs better than others.
Yeah,
that's one of the benefits of coming to our course like ours, who has in-kind support from these different equipment companies mm-hmm. is you get to work literally on patients, supervised conditions with the expert faculty on all of these systems. You can see what actually would work best for your practice mm-hmm. in a non-pressure environment.
Yeah, and we encourage you to bring your own system.
Yeah.
If you already have one, bring it.
And trust me, if you Google ultrasound systems, yeah, you're going to see a list of systems that pop up. They're not all the same. And sometimes they will not provide the capabilities that you need. Sometimes they will.
Yeah.
But until you work on that system, you really need to vet for what your needs are and to right. see the capabilities of that system itself.
Yeah, and we have these relationships with these equipment supporters. Yeah. And so, you know, when you attend a course, you can opt in to receive information from our in-kind supporters, right. and these people will reach out to you, answer your right. questions. You know, these are people we trust and we've worked mm-hmm. with for a really long time, and they're gonna get on the phone with you, they're gonna answer your questions, they'll come out and do a demo with you. Yeah. So it's great. I mean, you really, coming to a live course offers so much more than just the skills training. Mm-hmm. It's just the networking, talking to other professionals who are learning the same, you know, skills you're learning, mm-hmm. getting exposed to the equipment, talking to the faculty, the clinical instructors who are here. It's absolutely
right.
altering to the experience. You cannot get that through an online course.
No, absolutely.
Or even through a society meeting.
A society meeting.
You get lost in some of those. You're doing a society. I mean, they're great. Those programs are wonderful. They provide great new
introductions
into ultrasound. But if you really want to be able to integrate this into practice, it working alongside the experts in groups of no more than two other people per instructor.
Yeah, 3-to-1.
A 3-to-1 ratio is huge. And then being able to find these real life case studies and how have I integrated ultrasound into my practice, whether it's a family practice or an emergency department, residency, fellowship, whatever. You know, we have people here that have the experience on how to do it. Like, you don't need to reinvent the wheel
right.
and drive yourself crazy if you were tasked with integrating ultrasound into your practice.
Yep.
We'll help you.
Well, obviously, it's an overwhelming task. Anytime you need to learn something new, it's right. going to be overwhelming. You're not really sure how to start and, you know, what you should do, what you shouldn't do. And it takes time to do your due diligence to find and research the equipment, training, and so forth. But as you said, you know, an online course alone is not going to do it. Mm-hmm. And you really do need to have the hands-on skills training. Mm-hmm. We have both online. We do blended format as well as traditional education format. So if online is your thing, we certainly can do that. But it does not take the place of the hands-on skills training. You'll find that out very quickly once you try that.
Exactly.
So
it's all fine and well to probe on someone.
Exactly.
Well, so, let's pivot a little bit.
Absolutely. You
know, 2023 has obviously been just gangbusters for us. We've had a wonderful year, but all good things must come to an end. So as we wrap it up, we are looking so forward to 2024. So Lori, why don't you kind of go over some of the exciting things that we're introducing in 2024?
Yeah. I'll get us started with it. You know, absolutely. 2023, we are busy beavers here. We had a lot of activity going on, and it was fun and exciting, but we have a lot more things to offer in 2024. So we're going to go over just a quick overview of some of the highlights of what we'll be offering for 2024. And starting out in January, we have our introductory and advanced emergency and critical care courses. And we've revamped these courses, the itinerary. There's been some changes in the ASAP guidelines, and we're always revising and updating our courses to make sure that they align with the most current guidelines. So we have made a few changes to coincide with the current ASAP guidelines and cover all of the core ultrasound applications, as well as we're introducing a little bit new of a course format that's going to maximize even more what we normally offer, an amazing amount of hands-on. This new course format's actually going to even further maximize the hands-on skills training. We also have our ultrasound guided nerve blocks program for both emergency and anesthesiology applications. But a year or two ago, the ASAP published a position statement about the use of ultrasound guided nerve blocks and integrating that as a core skill rather than an advanced skill for emergency physicians. And mainly that is offering a component of a multimodal pathway to control pain for patients in the emergency department. And it is going to be an expected competency for the emergency medicine residents. So to support this initiative, we're offering our ultrasound guided nerve blocks courses multiple times throughout the year. We have been offering this since the year 2000. However, we've increased the number of courses that we're going to be offering for next year, both in the traditional learning format with live lectures and skills training. That's scheduled for March. And then we also have blended learning formats, which features doing your didactic components online. You have 15 months access so that you can learn the information, come to the skills training, and then have that still have access to your online course to reinforce the information that you learned while you were here. And then that gives is associated with a one-day scanning skills workshop that's offered here at our facility in June and November. So there's three regularly scheduled opportunities for you to take advantage of that. Of course, we do private hands-on scanning one-on-one, and we also do on-site education for groups. So if those dates don't match your needs, we can certainly accommodate whatever you need.
That's right. Yeah, and we have on our schedule for our podcast to record an episode with Dr. David Boehner and Dr. Andy Laudenbach, where they go through the benefits of using ultrasound-guided nerve blocks in the emergency department, citing specific cases, and talking about the training and credentialing pathway for that. Mm-hmm. So make sure you are subscribed to our podcast, The Sonography Lounge, so that you can catch that episode when it happens and is released. We also have our POCUS for Family Medicine and our POCUS for Internal Medicine courses. We are so excited about these. This is coming in April. These courses have been a primary focus for us. You heard us just go on and on about the AAFP and the integrating of ultrasound into the family medicine and internal medicine realm. We've been working in that realm for several years now. This isn't something new, but every year we have taken steps to look at the guidelines, refine our agendas and our itineraries so that we're best meeting their needs. We even went as far as to, at this last AAFP meeting, you guys took a tablet and actually asked people questions. What is it that you want to see? What are you trying to use ultrasound for? What's your number one? Like, what's your top things that you're looking to integrate with ultrasound? That way we could make sure that we're offering those things in this agenda. We also wanted to make sure that our course, and it is, we've made that change, is written in full accordance with those AAFP guidelines. So they released those guidelines, we reviewed them, we tweaked and we shuffled and we moved and spent many hours with pencil and paper, making changes to make sure that every core application of that guideline is covered for you guys. So you're going to come to our course, and we are going to cover every single core application. You just cannot put a value on that. Right. To come to one course, get exposed to all of those applications, take it back, and feel competent and confident in using that in your practice. And you can start small, but you're going to have the knowledge, you're going to have the exposure, you're going to have the competence, and you can grow your skills from there. So we are super excited with those courses. It is important to note that the family medicine course does integrate the GYN scanning as well as first, second, and third trimester OB. So if that's something you're looking at integrating into your practice, that course is for you. Versus the internal medicine track, they're run simultaneously. The family medicine is 3 days, the internal medicine is 2 days. That one skips over the GYN because we've had feedback that that's just kind of not as important to you guys and focuses more on the core applications such as FAST and ocular and soft tissue MSK and joint effusions and aspirations and all of those other things. And you can check out the full agenda on our website, gcus.com. So super, super excited. Again, those courses are built on direct feedback from you guys and in full accordance with those AFP guidelines.
So I do want to say too that like one of the things we commonly heard was like, oh, well, I don't have any equipment. That's fine. That's great, actually, because you get to come to these courses, test out all the systems in one place.
Use it.
And then figure out what would work best for you.
Like how, I mean, and if you do, like I said, if you own equipment, bring it. We're more than happy to help you work on it, figure out how to optimize it, use it. We'll do everything we can to make this as beneficial to you as it can be. And that's why we're here and why we do what we do. You have the experts at your fingertips, and we will do everything we can to help you go back with the most confidence integrated.
You know, that's happened actually to our, even our faculty members, where they've acquired new systems and found out that it was faulty because they saw how optimized our systems were.
Right.
And then they were able to go back to the equipment company, get things replaced. But had they not seen what we have here, they wouldn't have known that there was an issue. Wrong. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
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 Absolutely. And you know, you can't tell that we're really excited about family medicine, right?
Not at all.
And as Tricia says, we've been working with our family medicine specialty groups for a long time, but as acceptance and utilization of this technology has become more prevalent, and guidelines were established, and part of those guidelines were based off of ASEP guidelines because they've been around and they kind of paved the way. So you'll see a bit of overlap there. And obviously family medicine has a lot of different scope of practice depending upon where you decide that you're going to specialize in. But we've got you covered there. And we're, you know, although we have a very robust planning process, and we do put a lot of emphasis on the practice guidelines. It's not just the Gulf Coast way. We are teaching evidence-based medicine that is based on research and the guidelines, and our planning committee incorporates physicians that family medicine, internal medicine, and emergency medicine, and so forth, depending upon the specialty. So our planning committee and our teaching faculty incorporates family medicine and internal medicine so that as well as other faculty that have the expertise to be able to teach you what you need. So we are so excited about offering our family medicine and internal medicine programs. It was very evident at AFP meeting, this past October, that the providers are very pumped to integrate ultrasound into their clinical practice. And we look forward to that, working with you all in the coming year.
Absolutely.
So with that, I think we're probably about ready to wrap this up for today. We do want to thank all of you for joining us today. We want to thank all of you who have chosen Gulf Coast Ultrasound as your education provider. We have been in business for we're going into our 39th year of business now. And every year is a new adventure, and that is an understatement. But we always have fun with it. It's always a learning experience across the board for everyone involved. And we're just very thankful to be part of this community and for all of you who have attended or utilized our resources. We greatly appreciate you. We're here for you. And we always say, you know, if you need us, we're here all the time. So just give us a call and we will make sure that we get your answers to your questions. So from all of us at Gulf Coast Ultrasound Institute, we wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Yeah, it can't be stated enough how grateful we are for the participants that come through our doors. You choosing us for your educational needs speaks volumes, and it is a humbling experience to work with each and every one of you to hear how you're going to integrate ultrasound into your daily clinical practice, how you're going to go back and use this, how you've already used it. You've been to a previous course with us, and now you're back as an alumni, and to hear your stories and you go on about what a difference it's made. Yeah. I mean, it is absolutely just a humbling experience and one I'm very grateful for on a daily basis. So thank you very much. You guys are such a passionate group of people, and just keep doing it, keep doing what you're doing, and just know we're here to support you as always. We wish you all the happiest of holidays and a new year that's just full of prosperity and health.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
All right. Happy scanning.
Thanks for listening to the Sonography Lounge. Don't forget, if you like this episode, please subscribe and leave us a review on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also find us on Instagram, at Sonography Lounge, and Twitter, at SonographyLNG. If you have any questions, comments, or topic suggestions, feel free to send an email to us at sonographylounge@gmail.com. Have a great week, and scan, scan, scan.